In this podcast, we'll briefly look at the SEBI circular released on 24th of August and the standard operating procedure, SOP, released by the custodians or the designated repository participants for seeking additional disclosures from certain objectively identified FPIs in accordance with the August 24 circular. Now, August 24 circular was released in furtherance of the consultation paper which was released by SEBI in the first half of 23, where on the basis of the categorization of FPI and on satisfaction of certain thresholds or certain conditions by FPIs, the FPIs were required to disclose certain additional information and data and provide that information, documentation and data to their custodians. So now let's look at the August 24 circular in brief and what that circular and the SOP say. So on August 24, SEBI released a circular mandating additional disclosures by certain FPIs. In furtherance of the same, SOP was issued by the DDPs on 20th of October and then with a minor revision on 27th October again. The circular says that if any FPI holds more than 50% of its Indian equity AUM in a single Indian corporate group, or if FPIs either individually or along with its investor group holds more than 25,000 crores, which is approximately $3 billion of equity AUM in the Indian market, then such FPI shall be required to provide granular details of all entities holding any ownership, economic interest or exercising control in the FPI on a full look-through basis up to the level of all natural persons without any threshold. Now this becomes important because in the case of FPIs, at the time of registration or renewal of their licenses, they are supposed to disclose the beneficial owners, which means that all the entities and individuals which are holding more than 10% directly or indirectly are supposed to be disclosed by the FPIs at the time of their registration or renewal. However, this circular and the SOP prescribes that on satisfaction of certain conditions, the FPIs will be required to provide the details of all the investors, directly, indirectly, individual or entity, without any without the restriction of any holding or any threshold. In this regard, the SOP provides for certain exemptions that can be availed of by the FPIs fulfilling any of the above criteria, and the same exemptions also given under the August 24 circular by SEBI. Now, what are those two exceptions? The first one is that for the FPIs that are set up as pooled investment vehicles and are fulfilling the criteria of holding more than 50% of its Indian equity AUM in a single Indian corporate group, such FPIs equity holding in such corporate group should be below 25% of their overall global AUM at a scheme level. And for the FPIs that are set up as pooled investment vehicles and are fulfilling the criteria under point 2, which we just discussed, which was holding more than 25,000 crores or $3 billion of equity AUM in the Indian market, those FPIs equity AUM in the Indian market should be below 50% of their overall global AUM at a scheme level. If any of these conditions are satisfied along with other conditions which I mentioned in the SOP, the FPIs can avail of the exemption from making additional disclosures to their DDPs or SEBI. Now, an inclusive list of regulated pool structures from various jurisdictions along with the names of regulators and relevant web links have been provided under different annexures of the SOP. Now, it is important to note that the above exceptions we just discussed are with respect to pooled investment vehicle structure. The SOP provides for different conditions and parameters to avail of the exemption depending on what sort of structure the FPI has. So for example, there are different exceptions for ETFs, there are different exceptions for insurance or reinsurance entities, there are exceptions for public retail funds in the nature of mutual funds or unit trust, etc. So what we discussed was the exceptions which the FPIs can avail of if their structures or if their entities are set up in the form of pooled investment vehicles in their home jurisdictions. It's also important to look at the definition of equity AUM and overall global AUM which we just discussed, because that becomes very important for an FPI if it has to consider availing of the exemption. Now, SOP defines equity AUM as total market value of listed equity shares held by the FPIs in Indian markets, in Indian securities market, on a fully diluted basis. Now, the term fully diluted basis has been defined under the FPI regulations as the total number of shares that would be outstanding if all possible sources of conversion are exercised. Further, overall global AUM has been defined as the total value of assets such as stocks, bonds, and other investments that is invested by the FPI globally. The SOP also explains what at a scheme level means. It says that at a scheme level means where global AUM is considered for a comparative review, the same should be of the sub-fund or class or underlying scheme or portfolio which has sought the FPI registration and should not be at umbrella level or group level or higher level. Additionally, to claim either of the above exemptions by an FPI which is set up in the form of a pooled investment vehicle, such FPI should also have a common portfolio across investors, and the profits and losses generated by the portfolio should be distributed amongst the investors based on their proportionate ownership or economic interest in the FPI. This would be required to be independently verified by the respective DDP on the basis of the prospectus or PPM or offering document lodged by the FPI with its regulator. As regards the timeline, if the funds are not able to claim the exemptions, they would be required to make the granular disclosures, and if such disclosures are made, then there would be no requirement to bring down the equity AUM below the prescribed thresholds. Timeline-wise, the FPIs breaching the limits as on November 1, 2023 have to reduce the exposure by 29th January 2024 unless they fall under any of the exempt categories. If they are unable to reduce the exposure to the required extent, then by March 11, 2024, additional disclosures will have to be made. For the FPIs breaching the limits post November 1, 2023, the holding will have to be realigned within 10 trading days from the date of breach. If realignment does not occur, then within 30 trading days from the end of the realignment period, granular disclosures will have to be made. Please note that if an FPI is unable to bring down the threshold and disclose the investors, then its registration will have to be rendered invalid and the custodian will cancel the registration of that FPI.